This is Gary Weissman, and I'd like to call to order the Greater Austin Area Telecommunications Network Board of Directors meeting for September 7th, 2021. It is now 1:36 p.m., and we call the meeting to order. Sarah, would you lead us through a roll call?
Yes, I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton, and I will call the roll. Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Carlos De Matos, Gatton.
Present.
Ruben Reyes, City of Austin.
Present.
Gary Weissman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Steve Pyle, State of Texas DIR.
Present.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
John Colmorgan, Austin ISD.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
And members of the public contractors we have are Chris Gonzalez with BRICOM, Doug Willis Wilson with JC Communications, and Wayne Wiedemeyer.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. At this time, I'd like everyone to review the minutes from the August 10th Board of Directors meeting. Oh, wait, sorry. Do we have any citizens' communications at this time?
No, sir.
Okay, now we'll review the minutes from the August 10th Board of Directors meeting.
Gary, this is Jaime. I'd like to make a motion. We approve the minutes from the August 10th meeting.
Thank you, Jaime. I have a motion to approve the August 10th Board of Directors meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
This is Steve. I second.
Okay, we have a second from Steve Pyle. Okay, Sarah, would you lead us through a roll call vote?
John Colmorgan.
Aye.
Gary Weissman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Bo Kinsey.
Aye.
Ruben Reyes.
Aye.
And Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Okay, thank you. Next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. We have three items on there. For the 1-year renewal of Gatton property insurance with Alamo, second phase of the A1 North activation, at a cost not to exceed $31,000. And then we have the approval for A1 North relocation for overhead to underground. It's a developer-funded, Pressler Development-funded project at no cost to GAP. Do I have a motion, or does anybody want to pull any of these items out for further discussion?
Gary, this is Jaime. I wonder if 4B, if we should talk about the funding source. I don't know if it makes sense to take that out of the MAC budget, or if we should use any residual funds from the NOC project itself to cover those expenses.
Okay. Well, then let's remove that and move it down to, I don't know whether that'd be under network. We'll discuss it after this one. So the consent agenda now is 4A and 4C. 4B will be discussed further in open session.
So this is Jaime. I'd like to move that we approve consent agenda items 4A and 4C.
Okay, thank you, Jaime. Do we have a second?
This is Steve, I second.
Okay, we have a second from Steve Pyle. Okay. All in favor of approving the consent agenda items 4A and 4C as presented, signify by saying aye. And Sarah, would you lead us through a roll call vote?
Yes, I'll lead through a roll call vote. I also want to note that Robert Sadler with LCRA just joined the meeting at 1:42. So I'll call the vote for the consent agenda items 4A and 4C. We have John Colmorgan.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Bo Kinsey.
Aye.
Ruben Reyes.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
And Robert Sadler.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Let's discuss the.
I don't see Robert. Has he got a camera?
Oh, does Robert have a camera? He's not showing up on our.
Yeah.
Robert Sadler?
Yeah. Yes. There we go.
Yeah, I've got it on. Can y'all not see me?
We can see you now.
Maybe why I'm not showing up also is because I've muted my.
You're just too pretty.
Okay, well, let's
put that in the minutes.
Yeah, discuss item 4B. A1A, second phase of A1A activation at the new backup NOC. And I'll let you lead it off, Jaime, since you brought it up.
So this is Jaime. Yeah, my thought is, at least reading the minutes from the last board meeting, it looked like some of our contingency wasn't going to be expended on this project. And I would rather keep this MAC budget for fiscal year 22 intact and use any sort of project contingency to fund this $31,000 worth of work, assuming we have enough contingency to do so.
This is Sarah, and I think that that's absolutely fine. We do expect to get quite a bit of money back in the contingency fund. We don't know how soon that will be after the project's completed. However, we do have the fund balance that we could use to fund this project if it is completed prior to the contingency money being refunded to Gatton.
Okay. John, is there anything that we need to address?
This is John. When do we anticipate beginning the work for this item?
As soon as it is approved, this is Carlos.
You need to mute yours too, Carlos.
I mean, the only thing I might recommend is if we are going to use the contingency funds, we make sure we understand what they are, that value or that amount, and approve them and earmark them before we approve it. Can we postpone this vote on this item till maybe next month till we have more clear guidance?
Carlos, we can hear you if you stay muted.
it actually will pose a delay if we have to wait till the month. We were going to activate this as soon as possible. Is there something that we can answer? Any questions that you have?
I think it revolves around the contingency funding. I mean, either we fund it out of the MAC or we fund it out of the other one, but we don't know what the contingency funding is going to be. So it could be zero, right?
It's completely up to you, gentlemen.
I mean, unless network management can give us more clear insight as to that contingency funding.
I know you discussed it at the last, tech meeting. I don't remember. This is the work that we did on the 400, on the 430.
No, I think we all understand the work that's going to be done. John's concern is the
refunding.
The reserve that we're going to get refund. Reserve
may take, you know, 4 or 5 months, 6 months. I don't know. You know what I mean? We have never done that before.
But you had given us an estimate of how much they were going to release back. Do you know?
It should be at least $100,000. That's what I'm looking at.
So with that said, Jaime, I would say that we just go ahead and leave it out of the MAC fund, and then we can repopulate the MAC fund if we do indeed get that $100,000 back.
But John, what about funding this out of the quote project reserve, since the contingency would likely go back to that project reserve account and then leave the MAC in tech?
Either way, we're going to be moving some funds around to cover one budget or the other. I'm not sure that it matters significantly one way or the other.
Okay. Well, I brought it up because it seems related to the NOC project. And if there's contingency, it seems appropriate to come from there. But I'll leave it to our fiscal agent and network management team to steer us in the course that's going to be best for our business operations and least burdensome in terms of budget transfers.
Yeah, in the end, Jaime, it gets coded to the same account for all intents and purposes, cable and labor. So it's not a significant accounting issue there. And okay. I don't know, $31,000 isn't, in the big scheme of things, a whole lot to the budget either. So,
all right.
If we want to pass it as stated, I think we can do that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Is there any more discussion on this item? I will entertain a motion then.
This is Jaime. I'd like to move that we approve agenda item 4B as worded in the agenda.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of funding the second phase of the A1 North activation into the Gatton backup NOC at a cost not to exceed $31,000, with the funding to come from the FY22 MAC budget, signify by saying aye to Sarah as she reads your name.
John Colmorgan.
Aye.
Gary Wiestman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Bo Kinsey.
Aye.
Ruben Reyes.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
And Robert Sadler.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Thank you, Sarah. Okay, board chairs update. The El Fatimi versus AT&T and Gatton suit. Do we need to...
Yeah, that case is over.
Okay.
They did not appeal by the time of the deadline, so the judgment granting our plea of the jurisdiction and booting their claim as against us stands and is final. So that one's done. That was easy.
Okay.
And the second one, the Asplund Damage case, they had agreed to our 60% settlement offer, and I am not sure whether we have a check or not. Sarah, do you know?
No, I thought that the board had to vote on it still.
Okay. What we did, what they drafted a settlement agreement and release document. And Gunner and I looked at it and wanted some changes, so he sent them back a modified version. And as of yesterday, we had not heard back from them. So we don't have a settlement contract, if you will, for the board to approve, and we'll do it next time.
Okay. Thank you, Sid. Okay, next up will be the network manager's update. Who's handling that one? Is that you, Carla?
I'll handle it. Oops. Sorry, I need to put the brush.
Actually, we have everything that was completed last during the tech meeting. It's still the last things that were completed. We haven't done any other work.
Okay.
JCCOM is still working on the 432 and testing for segment 5 and segment 6. So that's all we have there.
Anybody have any questions for Carlos at this time on that one? That being no project status report.
Actually,
what?
I just read off of that. I think GAN backup not. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So that was the project status report, not the backup not.
You saw this document on the tech meeting. I'm just going to go over it long enough for those who are not here. There were training sessions for the in-row coolers, the automatic transfer switch, generator, and the UPSs. Everything went well on that. We'll be purchasing a few items to make sure that all network personnel that works at the NOC facilitates a lot of things rather than having to bring everything with you, such as a 4-foot ladder. We'll have a telephone with a large cord that will access both sides of the aisle. There'll be a camera installed that will point towards the entrance of the door. There won't be one outside, but one inside pointing at the door that people come in. We'll have a wheel cart there in case you need to bring in kind of a heavy equipment. And we will install a City of Austin guest Wi-Fi inside of the room to also facilitate network access. We also allocated all the racks as per drawing T400. It should be in your packet. We divided the educational entities from the state entities or governmental entities just for ease of use. If you have any complaints or suggestions on rearranging that, just let me know. It's really easy to fix. We have a proposal from Brycom for PDUs. Frank will be paying out of the spending authority less than $25,000. And the specifications for the PDUs that we're going to install are in this packet as well. And the last thing as item five is that we have a tentative schedule for the activation of the NOC. We foresee this activation and being asserted under the SLA as either November 30th or December 1st. Any questions, Joe?
And you were done with the project status, right, Carlos?
That is correct.
Okay. I'll move on to the job budget. Can everybody see the handouts? Okay. New for this report is the addition of the A1 North activation into Convention Center and the backup NOC PDU installation. With these projects included, there are now 7 jobs for FY22, totaling $546,000 of the $653,000 MAC budget for FY22. There were also 19 jobs carried over from fiscal year 21, totaling $823,000. And that's all I have. Please let me know if you have any questions.
No questions for Sarah? We shall move on. Executive session.
We don't need one.
We don't need one for legal counsel.
Can we get the screen back?
Sarah, can you stop sharing? Please.
I've stopped.
Thank you.
There we go. Okay, we do not need an updated roll call. Financial report. Up, oh, you're muted, John.
Sorry about that. Y'all should have the July ending 2021 budget in your packets. If you notice, you'll see a significant change in the beginning fund balance. We are now at $1.19 million. So that's a significant change from previous. No expenses for the year. A little bit of revenue has come in. We've adjusted the emergency reserve balances, and you can see the total fund balance for the end of July of 21 is $3.4 million. If you have any other questions, please let me know.
Thank you, John. Does anybody have any questions for John at this time? Okay, meeting and action item summary.
I don't have any action items unless you. I'm good.
Not that I can recall.
Thank you.
Okay, being nothing, then the next item is confirmed date and time and location of the next regular board meeting. It will be October the 5th, 2021 at 1:30 p.m. It will be a hybrid meeting such as this with a physical meeting at LCRA Service Center on Mocktopolis and the video conference via Microsoft Teams, which will be link will be shared in the agenda posting, right, Sarah? Did I do that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. With that being said, it is now 2:01, and we shall adjourn the meeting of the Gatton Board of Directors. Thank you all.
Thanks.